It's Monday, June 21st, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. New data from the U.S. Forest Service show more people than ever visited national forests last year. A recent agency report shows roughly 168 million visited a national forest or grassland in 2020. That's an 18% jump in visitors over 2019, with dispersed camping at recreation sites getting the biggest increase. According to the agency's National Visitor Use Monitoring Program, the service will use the information to determine how best to manage conservation with visitor demands. A new report from the Annie E. Casey Foundation may provide a small glimpse of the pandemic's effects on Nevada's children. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The Foundation's annual Kids Count report ranks Nevada as 45th in the country for child well-being. The report uses a number of metrics to calculate the score, such as economic well-being, educational achievement, and access to health care. And what the report found was that during the pandemic, Nevadans fared worse than the national average, with children experiencing housing instability, food insecurity, limited access to health care, and families experiencing pervasive sadness. The state was making progress in many of the report's key metrics over recent years, including a major decline in teen pregnancies, increases in reading and math scores, as well as decreases in the state's dropout rate. However, the latest data shows that last year has the ability to wipe out much of that progress. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Carson City's supervisors have unanimously agreed to a new five-year collective bargaining agreement with the Carson City Deputy Sheriff's Association. First reported by the Nevada Appeal, the deal guarantees yearly raises for employees who meet expectations and lifts the 300-hour cap on annual leave. The move is projected to increase the sheriff's budget by $2 million over the next 5 years. California Governor Gavin Newsom and lawmakers are negotiating whether to extend the state's ban on evictions for unpaid rent. Both federal and California eviction protections expire on June 30th. Newsom has proposed using federal coronavirus aid to pay off all the unpaid rent that people owe, but it will take time to distribute that money. Some tenant advocacy groups want the state to extend eviction protections until the unemployment rate for low-wage workers reaches pre-pandemic levels, but the California Apartment Association says landlords can't afford to wait much longer because many have gone without rent checks for more than a year. New research shows that partisan anti-science tweets came ahead of COVID-19 outbreaks in the region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
University of Southern California researchers used machine learning to sift through millions of tweets from early last year, and it found that when there was an increase in anti-science partisan tweets, it was followed by a surge in COVID-19 cases in states like Nevada, Idaho, Wyoming, and Montana. Conservative states tended to have more politics-linked anti-science rhetoric during the pandemic. It was mainly hardline conservatives denouncing science in the Mountain West, but there's some anti-science liberals there too, according to lead author Christina Lerman.
Maybe the kind of cultural beliefs people have in this place is more stressing independence and less reliance on experts and authorities. This makes people gravitate more towards anti-science views.
Lerman says there are caveats to using social media for research, and her current study can't predict exactly where future outbreaks will happen. She also stresses that no state is homogenous, but we need to understand large online trends so we can spread helpful science in a way that avoids politicization. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles is reporting a sharp increase in stolen vehicles recovered at its offices this year. The department is warning consumers to be extra careful in private party vehicle sales. The DMV has so far recovered 27 stolen vehicles in 2021, many of them in Las Vegas. The recoveries are worth more than $1 million in total. And in sports, a near last-minute goal by Nicholas Roy helped push the Las Vegas Golden Knights over the top to beat the Montreal Canadiens 2-1 on Sunday night, and tying the Stanley Cup semifinal round playoff series at 2-2. The Golden Knights turned the tables in Game 4 by rallying from a one-goal deficit just 2 days after blowing 2 one-goal leads in a 3-2 overtime loss. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, June 21st. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.